Zemun Olive. Okay, so we're holding on the bottom of Beis Zemun Olive, and mamish parallel to today's Bavli. Chamta, we said, that Rabbi Bar Nachri was saying that Chamta was Mukefet Choma Mimot Yashua Bin Nun, and it's from a pasuk, which is the pasuk we just finished reading in the Bavli. We already Miftzar, for Naphtali it's referring to over here, were Atzidim, and Ser, and Hamat, and Rakat, and Kinneret. What are these countries, cities? And boy, Barnea better be on the ball today. Atzidim is a reference to Kfar Chitaya. Okay, come on, Barnea. There you go. Explain it. Tell us all the things that happened in Karnei Chitim.
The Crusaders fell, but in terms of Chazal, I don't know.
Can we go up there on a field trip?
Yes.
And see all the beautiful flowers on the way?
There are ancient ruins still in Sinai. There was a little excavation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Karnei Chitim is called Hatzidim, which is interesting. It means like either thorns, right? Or it could be, it's a strange name for a city, Hatzidim. But that was one of the cities. Tser is that's the Smichale, that's the name of the kvar that's next to Karnei Chitim, to Kvar Chitaya. Then we have Chamat, that tiny Rabbi Bar Nachri is referring to Chamta. Rakat is the Tveria.
Does that mean
the
Chamat
Gedem?
No.
It seems to be Chamat Tveria.
Oh, Chamat Tveria.
Yeah. And Rakat is Tveria itself, and Kinneret is Ginotar. Hated Reb Levi, so Reb Levi asked, how can you say that Kinneret is Ginotar? V'achti v'arava ad yam Kinneret. What are you going to say? If you're talking that Kinneret is is itself Ginosar, the posik arava ad yam Kinneret is referring to the other side of the Yarden. It's talking about the area of Sichon. Whereas the first Kinneret that you're talking about is talking about Naphtali's Chelek.
Naphtali goes to the east side of the
Kinneret
also.
Yes, but there's the town. You're claiming that there's a town called Kinneret.
Okay.
So does that mean Me'ata Shnei Ginosari Otaya? Maybe you're telling me that there were two Ginosars. We never heard of two Ginosars. And if you're claiming that Kinneret is the name of a town, so then we have to call it the Yam HaKinneret on the other side would mean the Yam of the town of Kinneret on the other side, which would mean that there's a Ginosar on the other side, which we never heard of. Olohoyo Eloshnei Avtuniot. I don't know, maybe it would be more like a town that has two sections to it, one on one side, one on the other side, like Beit Yorech or Tzinbarin, which of course is also in the area where you have the Chof Tzinbari today, which is based on this Yerushalmi, which is the... And why were they called, actually, Tzinbari?
And there's a place they're called Beit Yerech, right? In excavations. But I know what the basis is, but this is parallel to...
Where is Beit Yerech? That's above the Yam?
It is...
Near Chametz Tveria?
The intersection of the Kinneret with the Yarden and inside a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's even called Bikat Beit Yerech, I think. So I don't know what the basis is, but there was a sugya in Choras Lamhei that was discussing it, where if you would say that was Beit Yerech, it answered all the problems, and the people working on the art school didn't want to accept the archaeological identification. They were kvetching with the Marsha and all types of problems.
Okay. Why are they called? The reason we want to know why it's called Kinneret. So here we have a different name. There's Shein Megadlot Kinarim. Kinarim is a type of tree, and according to the Oruch, so it's called Kinneret because they have Kinarim. It's interesting because we call that other tree the Kinari.
Canary. Like
yeah, the palm. Canary palm.
Well, that's from the
Canary. Yeah, it's called the Kinari in Hebrew. Oh. Interesting, and that does grow there. That grows there.
Yeah,
the birds are named after the island.
Now let me ask something. Charava krach v'nasa shel akum. How about if goyim took over? You have a krach that's mukaf chomami mos yishur benun. Now goyim took over it, so now there's no din of kedusha lagabi shiluach tameim and so on. if that's the case, what would be the din over here about the Kruchim HaSmuchim Lo? Does the Kruchim HaSmuchim Lo, where Jews still live, would they be Kori or not? Or do we consider them to be entirely defined by the current status of that city? So if the city was captured by Goyim, so then it wouldn't read on the 15th, but the people around it would? Itachami, please.
Its wall got smashed?
No, it was occupied. So Sergei and Tesis, about whether, if Yeshkin Yuleakum, does it destroy the Kiddush of Batei Orei Choyma? According to the way the Gro learns this sugya, it's good for saying that it doesn't. The Gro understands the next piece like this. Itachami. Why don't you use your brains? Let's come in and think about this. Bo inan korin, b'chutzlo korin. What are you trying to say? That the city itself, you're telling me, loses its kedusha. But the cities around it that were only there because they're Soma Venera, so they would still have the kedusha that the city doesn't have. Does that make sense? Ella, the exact opposite. The city doesn't lose its kedusha. That's the point. That's how the Gro understands it. So that, on the contrary, you continue to read on the 15th in the city, even though it was taken over by Goyim, and therefore it's the opposite of what you're looking for. So the other cities, and that it's pointing out that's what you must have been assuming subconsciously when you asked the question, because otherwise it's ridiculous. Of course, the city retains its kedusha. Now, Chizki himself, he read the Megillah and Tveria on the 14th and the 15th, not because of the shaila of whether there were goyim in it and so on, but rather because Kashish Vadatani Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He was chayish for the sheet of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in the din of Batei Orei Choyma. It says, Ish ki imko beit moshav yur choma. So Prat Latveria, Shayam Choma, Chomata. Over there where the Yam is the Choma, so he was Mesupik, whether that's considered to be an ear Mukaf Choma, even an ear that's not Mukaf Choma, even Lagabe the Megillah. Maybe indeed it has a din of Choma because of the definition of Choma there. So you bet on both. Reb Yochanan, currently Piknishta de Kifra.
I'm sorry,
what does that mean?
Somebody is saying that Tveria is not a Din Yer Choma.
But that's the Gabi, the Din of Batei Orei
Choma. So when he says he's being Chosh Shem Yer Chai, that maybe it also applies to Tveria, and therefore Tveria would
even
not
be. Maybe it applies to Tveria even the Gabi Megillah.
And therefore you would not read in the 15th, but rather the 14th.
On the 14th.
So the Pashas, because the you're living on this.
Right. That way it follows the, if you learn this way, it follows the Bavli. There are other ways of learning that he didn't, that maybe that wasn't halacha, and that it's only written by Rav Shita, but the Bavli takes for granted that that's the halacha. What me having the safkali? What's there to be specific about it? It's a fair shabraisa, the sinners of machlokas. So this way you can fit the two sugyas together. Rabbi Yochanan read in the Beit HaKnesset of Kifra in Tveria on the 15th. The Omer Hadi Iker Tveria Kadmaita. He said, this is mamish, the center of the old Tveria, which was definitely considered to be Mukefas Choma. He didn't think that there was any Nafkamina of Shem Bayechoi, that Yama Chomota doesn't have a din of Batei Orei Choma. Because he said, even if it did, Kal Hikilu Bikriyata. The din is, when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, it's not dependent in the halacha of Mukefet Choma. It's dependent in the halacha of whether it's Mugan. Like when it's Migniah, like the Bavli said. So if it's Migniah, even though it doesn't have a Choma, it has a Yam, but it serves the same function. It's not that we gave it all the din of Batei Orei Choma. The Tanina Taman, because you take a look in the Sugya, in the Mishnah in Erechin, so it says over there, Kol Shehu Lefnimin HaChoma, Areyu Kubatei Orei Choma. Anything that's inside of the city has the din of the Ir Choma. So in other words, you have 1 year to be Gael. After that, it's permanent. It's not even Yotze B'Yoigo. And this is only the Batim. Chutz Min HaSadot. Things that aren't batim have the normal din of a steyachuza. They don't have a din of batei orei choma. Rabbi Meir Omer, Afasadot, even cities that are inside, fields that are inside of the walls of the town, have a din of batei oreichayma. It's only what's outside, immediately outside of the krach, that, I mean, it's clearer that it's only what's inside the wall. If I have a soda that's 1 inch outside of the wall, vadai, Rabbi Meir was not being chaylik, to say that give the soda din of batei oreichayma. And yet, when it comes to Megillah, what's the din? V'tani chen, ha-samach l'krach, v'nirimo, areo keyotzipo. But for Kriyas HaMegillah, we didn't apply the same strict standards of what's considered to be batei oreichayma. So in other words, we said, it's a nearby, it's also batei oreichayma. If that's the case. So you see that for Megillah, we're being maker. We're not meant to apply all the dinim across the board. So even if Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is right, and Tveri is not Irchoma, the guy in Megillah is considered to be Irchoma. Is he a kosher king? I mean, if even a sum of Venera is called an Irchoma, so for sure it's an Irchoma. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, you know, things have gotten so bad in Eretz Yisrael that it used to be that Megevet ad Antiparis, I hear it for sure, Barnea knows, Shishim Ribu Ayarot, the famous Medrash in Eicha, it's Medrash Yashirim.
Antipatris is Rosh Ha'ayim.
Okay.
I don't know where Gevet is.
It never is called Antipatris in any of the places. It's always called Antiparis. It's funny. Yeah. Whereas the secular name is Antipatris.
Maybe a linguist could answer.
Okay, so for sure it's Rosh Ha'ayim. And Geves is where? Okay. So just between those two locations, there used to be 600,000 towns. The smallest of them was Beit Shemesh. In Beit Shemesh, what does it say when the Aron was in Beit Shemesh? It says, Vayach b'anshei Beit Shemesh, ki ra'u b'aron Hashem. So it says over there, Shivim ish, v'chamishim elef ish, right? That means they had 57,000 people that the Aron got rid of, and that was only the people that were Raya the Aron. V'ilu miruach achat hayu. Okay, now try to imagine, if the people that were in sight of the Aron were 57,000 people, how big was Beit Shemesh? Gosh, must have been even bigger than Ramat Beit Shemesh today. V'kadon? You go to Beit Shemesh today, says Rabbi Yochanan, and you'll be lucky. Enat mafzala kani lo nasba. If you try to put in 50,000 reeds into Beit Shemesh, they won't find place for him. Now you tell me how there were 57,000 people on one edge of Beit Shemesh. Something is screwy. And you're telling me that there were 600,000 cities and this was the smallest city. No possibility. Omer of Chanina Koftzel Eretz Yisrael. Everybody knows that Eretz Yisrael has been nitkafetz. It shrunk. It used to be a big place.
Koftzel's if it had two months.
Same pronunciation, nitkafetz. Yeah. Look, I'll prove it to you. Take a look at all the cities that Yoshua...
Oh, is it the relationship to Koftzel for by Yaakov? Maybe it's there are two instead of jumping, it means shrunk?
You mean the Gidonoshim? Are you talking about
Haran and Cain? So maybe Kapsler to throw.
No, nothing on him. Mitkavetz for him. That makes sense. You take a look at the cities in Sefer Yoshua, okay? You won't even find 100 cities. Rabbi Yochanan, what's he talking about? What is he saying? 600,000 cities. But by the way, that isn't true. There's over 200 cities listed in Yoshua. Rav Kinevsky wants to change the girsa here to Afilu Sholosh Meis, because there's over 200. There's not even 300. How do you get 600,000? So he's asking Rav Yochanan. So says Rish Lakish. That's because Mukafot Chomama. Nobody thinks Yoshua comes to list every little Tom, Dick, and Harry town. I mean, he's listing the towns that had a Chomama. There were 250 cities. There may have been hundreds of thousands of small villages. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina says, it's not even that. Yoshua wasn't being Mona the cities. Rabbi Yoshua was going over the borders. So he was talking about cities on the border. So he's talking about Smuchot Sfarmona. He was only counting those cities that were near the borders. And the truth is, Karyam Sayel Rabbi Yossi ben Hanina. Actually, it seems Rabbi Yossi ben Hanina is right if you read the Pasuk. It says, the Pasuk says, Vehi Gvulam. It says over there where their Gvul was. Now here, the Gemara once already mentions the Pasuk, it starts analyzing, if you take your Yoshua's, starts analyzing all of these cities, so it's kedai for us to look inside. Yeah. It's okay, I'm sorry. Yeah? You know what happened to the... No, leave that. That's my stuff. Okay, so it says over here, Vayi Gvulam Mechelef. This is Pasuk Lamed Gimel and Perek Yutes. Again, this is all Naphtali territory that we're talking about over here. So we started with Chamat, Rakat, and so on. So it says, Vayi Gvulam Mechelef Mealon Betzaananim V'Adami Hanekev V'Yavneel Ad Lakum. And this is all measuring the Gvul, it says. Gvulam. Then it says Vishava Gvul Yama. You know, all three Yoshua, it's always talking about where the Gvul was. So if you take a look at these cities now, you would have to trace them like this. These are funny names. Says the Gemara, we have modern cities in their time, in other words. We have modern cities that have names that we can identify that are apparently these locations. So Mechelef, that it says in the Pasuk, that's Chalaf. That's the name of the town of Chalaf today. Me'ayalon is what we also call, that's Ayalon. So there it was Elon, we call it Ayalon. So that's fine, I'm happy, you can use that.
Is that the one that we're missing?
No. Okay, so Alon is what we call Ayalon. Betzaananim, that appears here in the Pasuk, we have the town which it's called Ignaya, the Kodesh. That was the original Tzaananim. And Adami, we have a town called Demen, which was the original Adami. And then the Hanekev is what we call Tzaidata. Yavneel is what we call Kfar Yama. And then when it says Ad Lakum, we have a town called Lukim, and those are the same towns that were originally identified by these earlier names in the Pasuk, which is fascinating.
These are all cities?
But there's cities that were the Pashtuses that were being semech on, you know, like a tradition or a name, which is what we do today.
Very similar names.
Most of them. I mean, Samanim has no connection, but. Interesting. And then the other cities already, once we're on the Ketet is Ketinit, Nahalel is Mahalul, Shomron is Simunaya, Yarela is Choraya, Beit Lechem, now it says Beit Lechem has got to be referring to the other Beit Lechem. Beit Lechem is Tzoraya, there's two Beit Lechem, one Beit Lechem is in Zvulun. And one, of course, is the Beit Lechem that we're familiar with, which is the Beit Lechem Yehuda. So we need to explain that these psukim that are talking about Nachalat Zvulun, obviously is the Beit Lechem that is what they, I guess it's what they call today, or what they're trying to claim today, is the Beit Lechem Agililit, which is near the tzomet of Amavil. It's Beit Lechem Agililit. I don't know what it's based on, but that's the attempt is to trace the Nachalat Zvulun. Rav Acha and Rav Yehuda ben Levi.
Suggests identification of where these many cities are. All those little dots are these.
Okay. I don't know
anything.
Rav Acha and Rav Yehuda bar Levi and Rav Yeshua bar Levi quote Rebbe as saying that Lud and Gea Karashim, which has been Binyamin, are considered to be Mukafot Chomami Mot Yeshua Ben Nun. Of course, this was the sugi we had in the Bavli. So that, and the Chiddush, of course, over here, as it turns out, is that they were rebuilt. So I would have thought that they didn't have the din and so on. Okay. Lama lo amrin v'ono. So why didn't you say also the town of Ono, which is listed, this is listed together with them, Lud, Ono, v'geach harashim, the way we did in the Bavli. Why did you leave out Ono? No, Ono I didn't have to say. Ono is a beferish pasuk, again dichtiv. It says beferish pasuk, hu banat Ono. But it says together, however, estimar v'aksiv Lod. It says hu banat Ono v'et Lod. And you said Lod, itamart, you said Lod, and you didn't think that was a problem, right? So then why don't you say, oh no, it's already saying Lod. Ah, ela began the Tanina, the Gamlo, Gedor, the Adir, the Ono, the Yerushalayim, the Chen Kayotzebehem. Since in the Mishnah in Erechim, we're over there, we're coming to talk about the Dinim of Bote Arechoma, so we said, we mentioned Beferish in the list of cities that we know to be Arechoma. So it says over there, Gamla, Gedor, and Ono. So since Ono is mentioned in a Mishnah, I didn't think I had to mention Ono. But Lod, that wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah, so I mentioned Lod. As the Gemara, the Aktiv of Neal Pa'al, Eber, Misham, Veshema, Hubanat, Ono, Vet Lod of Notel. How could you say that Yoshua, same Kashua in the Bible, how could you say that Yoshua ben Nun built Ono and Lod if it says that they were built by El Pa'al generations later from the Bnei Binyamin? That means it wasn't from Yoshua from Yoshua ben Nun. Amrav Elazar Rabbi Yossi. That's because Bimei Pelegish Begiva Chorava. These cities were destroyed during Pelegish Begiva. V'yomed al Pa'al Bubnan Banye, and he rebuilt them. Hadu Dechsiv Gam Kol Harim Anim Tzaot Shalchu Ba'Esh. That it says in the story after the victory over Binyamin that they burned down all of these cities. In which case, the walls that we have over there are new walls, and you could see that they're not from the time of Yoshua ben Nun. That's why I felt it was necessary to say that these cities, nonetheless, Lod, Gech HaRashim, are from the time of Yoshua ben Nun, because even though they lost their original walls, they still have the din of Yoshua ben Nun. Reb Chananya, B'Shem Rabbi Pinchas, says there is not a separate city called Geach HaRashim, the way you have it. Lod v'Ono v'Geach HaRashim. Lod and Ono are both part of the area that is called Geach HaRashim. That's the pshat. There was no separate city that was called Geach HaRashim. So, and you should stop quoting it that way. When it says in the Pasuk, Lod v'Ono Geach HaRashim, it means Lod v'Ono, which are the Geach HaRashim. should say like this: Lo kein amar Reb Chalba, Reb Chuna, b'shem Reb Yaraba, that al kol yotzim ba'arba asar, shizman kriyata. You said, Reb Chalba said, that krochim amukafim choma mimot Yeshua ben Nun. He said that the halacha is that you can read on the 14th, and that you'll be yotz if you read on the 14th. So even though the zman kriya we said in the Mishnah is the 15th. It's mutter if you read on the 14th. So the kasha now is, if everybody can read on the 14th and be yotze, why does it say that b'chamisha asar, this is the Mishnah in Shkolim, it says b'chamisha asar, b'adar, it says korim et ha-megillah. So why doesn't it mention the 14th? All of this is taken, basically the Gemara, the Rishami does this very often, is that it brings in a piece of an entire sugya that appears either in a different mesechta or that appears in the mesechta much later, in the middle of another machlokes, and it always assumes that you know what it's talking about. It's bichlal zederach Yerushalmi, will never repeat. So it keeps the sugya where the sugya is meant to be primarily, assumes that when you're reading the Yerushalmi, you've already read the Yerushalmi 10 times, so that if you don't know it the first time, you'll figure it out the 10th time. And that, you know the sugya, Reb Chalba, you know. So, and we said over there, that, I mean, that's a shkolim sugya. It says over there that the kriya over there is on the 15th. Why doesn't it say on the 14th? If Lamaisa, this is meant to be an Ikersman kriya. So this, if that's the case, it's mashma.
All
15ths?
All 15ths or just
the... All 15th. What do you mean?
That for every din of a 15th.
No, not necessarily. No. So it must be that the Mishnah doesn't hold of what he's saying. In other words, that Krochim are not Yotze on the 14th, and that that's not the Yom Kriya. Says the Gemara, no. Lo ba ela lalanda chasham mitzvus nohagot. I must tell you that this sugya, I really don't even want to read it because it's not nogea yet what we've learned, but it's such a small piece. Then we flip back into what we did learn, and I thought maybe we should. But the truth is, maybe it's kedai to wait till we get that and then get to the. Because it's just a shame that today's whole gemara about Rebbe and the, you know, about the Rochets Bikrona Shatziporia, all of this is here in the Hampshire. It's a shame not to do it.
Why not do it?
Huh? Because it's late. I mean, it's Kirtzon Chem, but would you prefer to wait? It's already 25 minutes. We try to keep it to 15. So, okay, so we'll do it tomorrow. We'll catch up, and that's easy. It's easy to catch up, and this will. Gimel Amud Aleph. So, Gimel Amud Aleph near the top. Yesterday we asked the Shita of Rav Chalba, Rav Chunin B'Shem Rafiya Rabba, Hako Yotzim Barbaz, Hashuzman Kriya. The time of reading Megillah is actually on the 14th, and you'd be Yotze even if you are a Mukaf Choma to read on the 14th. What about the Mishnah? Why, this is a quote from the Sugya in Shkolin. Why does the Mishnah in Shkolin talk about all the things that are done on the 15th? And it says on the 15th of Adar, Korim et HaMegillah B'Krachim, together with the other things. That's just coming to tell me, Lobal, Alamdacha, Sham Mitzvot, Nagot, Bada Sheni. Over there, it's just listing the various dinim to teach me the halacha, that mitzvahs are in Adar Sheni. And so it says, it talks about the things, all of the other things that are on the 15th. It says over there, Metakni Metadrachim, and then the Beis Din is Yotze, and the Inyanim of the Shkol in the second. All those halachas, it puts together on the 15th. That saying it's the only time to read. Now, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Acha ben Yativi, they were sitting together and talking. So Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi Acha, you know, lo mistavra, it's reasonable that what Ravuna was saying over here about Ben Yotze is that it's not mistavra to say that he was only talking about the Shavar. Avalavalo. I mean, what are you going to say? That if they read on the 14th and it's already now after Purim and there's no chance to read on the 15th, so you're saying, if you read on the 14th, you're Yotze. But what's in the gay? I understand. You're Yotze, you're not Yotze. You did what you can. I don't know. Who, what are we doing? Adding up brownie points. I mean, what? You did it, you didn't do it. I mean, there's nothing to do about it now anyway. It makes much more sense to say that it's Avalaban. I know what we're talking about over here is that it's coming to say that if you read it on the 14th, even though it's still a chance to read it on the 15th, that you don't have to reread it on the 15th. That's the point. And if you were Yotze Yerchiv. What? But tell him, Akon Shinagul, the Krotze Shnei Amin Kori. How do you explain that? It says over there in all of the cases that we had, where you were a Suffolk, if it's Mukhefet Chomami, Mot Yashor Ben Nun, read it on 2 days. What's the point of reading it on 2 days? If you're learning that it means your Yotze, even Lechatchil, Legabe the 15th, so once you read it on the 14th, Mitzara Suffolk, you're Yotze. So what's the point of rereading on the 15th? I want to tell you, sounds like a good question, but I happen to agree that that's the halacha, like you're saying. You would be Yotze. You have to think about it. So why isn't it a kasha? Rabbi Mona, I'll explain to you why it's not a kasha. But yeah, it works out perfectly well. Let me ask you something. Even mi shekarya barba asa, the chazar v'karya b'chamisha asa, shema in shomim lo. A guy reads it. The right gears is probably the way that they change it, that it should say ilu misha karabish chamishasar v'kar abar baasar v'lo b'chamishasar. So shema shamim lo. In other words, if a guy l'chatchila who lives in Yerushalayim says, "Okay, I have a business meeting on the 15th, so I'll read it on the 14th," are you going to tell me that l'chatchila we're going to accept that? If you would say that, imata omerken imtzeta okir zman krachim biyadecha. So you're now uprooting the whole din of the Zman of the Krochim. So that all the Ravuna was saying is that if it happens that somebody did this by accident, as an individual, fine. But once somebody makes a point of it, or if you have a suffix, so now you're never going to read on the 15th. So the whole din of the Krochim might as well throw out the window. You're saying, well, okay, since we don't know, we'll read on the 14th and the heck with it. So then you're going to be aiken and say, Erkes Aman Krochim Yedecha. That's the Svara. It never would apply across the board. It only applies in an event where somebody did something, not when he's setting out to do it. Nachman, Beredu of Shmuel Bar Nachman, Darshan HaPazik like this. It says in HaPazik, Simcha, Mikan Shein Asurim Behesper. It says, Mishteh, which is the story we had yesterday. It says, Mishteh, Asurim Betainis. It says, Yom Tov, Mikan Shein Asurim Behasiyas Melocha. Woo, said Reb Chalbo, wow, that's pretty strange, because Zinin Sagin Yativit Kamei Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman. I don't know. I used to learn very often by Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman. I never heard this pshat from him. You're quoting it from him. On Marley, so he said, no kidding. Koma da'ave anashmiya achmiya, huh? Everything that I heard, you had to hear. If you didn't hear it, it's not kosher. Come off it, man. I heard it. You didn't hear it. Tough. Now, what's that?
Now you heard it.
Now you heard it, exactly. Milta, the Rebbe pleaded. Obviously, Rebbe did not agree with this, that there's an Isser Malacha, because Rebbe, having mefarsem atzmo shnei yamin b'shana, Rebbe used to do something wild 2 days in the year. He would go out on Shivas HaBetamos and he was rochets. He publicly took a bath. I assume it was in a bathhouse, though. V'notea nitiyut b'purim, and he would publicly plant on Purim. So obviously he didn't hold that it was usher to do Malacha. Rebbe Chaviva, B'shem Rabbanan Taman, B'chom Makom Shekatuv B'Yom Tov, the answer is simple. Look at the Psukim. Every time it says Yom Tov, it never says the word Kibel. And every time it says Kibel, it never says Yom Tov. We've got a lot of Psukim. It's like we talk about Simcha, Yom Tov, and so on. It also says Kimu, the Kiblu Ayudim, Kiblu Aliyama, Yudim Aleyem, Val Zaram. Very strange. That in the list of things that people were thinking were nice to do, it says Yantav. But in the list of things that were mepapel, never says Yantav. So, Inktiv Kibel, B'chol Makom Shekatuv Kibel, Inktiv Yantav. And, Kanktiv Yantav, Iktiv Kibel? Tell me, the pasuk that he said, did it say Kibel when it said Yantav? No. It said they would like to make it a Yantav. Yeah. They would like, but we don't. So therefore, it wasn't a Yantav. Because the Mordechai Vester can't tell people what to do. The din is that the Bezdin is guys or something, you have to see whether it was taken on. So the first year.
Right?
Huh?
Same as the Bible, we said that also.
Right? Yeah, exactly. So therefore, it was never Makubal. So the Rebbe, it's not that Rebbe argues on the Pasuk, that Rebbe argues on the Drasha. Yom Tov is Asher Basiyas Malacha. The only thing is, we're never Makabal Yom Tov. Rabbi Simon B'Shem Rishuah Bar Nachman darshens mishpacha mishpacha, he darshens opas mishpacha mishpacha, medina medina, year by year. So he says mishpachas family size units is a reference to bnei kvarim. Medina medina refers to the bukafot choma, so elo akrachim, year by year, elo ayarot. So the meaning in the pasuk is to indicate the different times at which people get together for Purim. Tani Shmuel, mipnei ma makdimim liyom haknisa. Why do we say that the kvarim can go to Yom HaKnisa? Kidei sheyesapku mayim umazon lachayim shebikrachim, so that they should be available to bring in all of these supplies, which we hear that Richie you already brought in yesterday, all of the supplies for Purim for the people who are in the krachim. Now, Reb Philippa Bar Pruta, boy, that's a name, huh? Philip Bar Pruta. Omar, Kamei Rebbe Yona, let Hada Amra. So, doesn't this say, right off the bat, Shemutar Basiat Melacha? If we're telling all the truck drivers that they can deliver the food on Purim, it's obviously mutter to do Melacha. Because otherwise, the whole tekana for the B'nai Kvarim doesn't make sense. So it's because they got to be available. Here the Gemara doesn't say like the Bavli. It says indeed that it's for the takon of the Kroch. So you see that you can do work. Oh my lay. Oh, that's brilliant. In min hada let shama min aklum. If this is your raya, you could throw it out the window. What about cholosh amalei? Is cholosh amalei also basiyas malacha? Yes. Are you allowed to bring food and deliver food? Yes. So cholosh amalei is also basiyas malacha. Nonetheless, in Chol HaMoed, Hey, maspikim mayim umazon lachem shebechachim. That certainly has nothing. When it says azbas yis malacha, doesn't mean to drive a truck. And anything that's necessary for the molid, obviously, is not azbas yis malacha. That's not a kash. Bless the chayla kahada the rebbe. You want to look for a raya that it's mutter, look to rebbe. The rebbe, avim mefarsim, that's where shnei amim b'shana. Rochet shivasar v'tamuz, v'notean idiot b'purim. Rav Yusta, bei Rav Shunam, bei kamei Rav Mona. What is this whole idea of Sheni v'chamishi? It's absurd. Same kasha that he asked yesterday. There is no Sheni v'chamishi. Only Sheni v'chamishi came when Ezra came. So how in the world did they do the takana at the time of Purim in Shushan before Ezra even came around? And they made supposedly a takana. You got this whole drasha that they made a takana, money and the whole thing, that they should be magdim in the Yom HaKnisa. There wasn't such a thing as a Yom HaKnisa. I can explain this one. That's a brilliant question. So, v'lo Ezra tikein she'akorim b'torah b'sheni v'chamishu b'shabes b'mincha. Isn't that Ezra's takana? L'mayza Jesus was really Meshur Rabbeinu's takana. All the akronim has. What do you mean? It says Meshur Rabbeinu was b'sakim. We learned that after the Maisa of Rafidim, that there were all the Shlosh Yom and believed to Roman Meshur v'tikein them, that there shouldn't be. So the answer, Meshur Rabbeinu was b'takein, that they read one pasuk. So one pasuk each aliyah. One pasuk each aliyah. I'm going to go schlep into town for one pasuk. But already Ezra made a serious claiming. So then already people would schlep into town. But in any event, you're telling me that Mordechai the Esther, Matkinima Masha Ezra Atid Latkin, Mordechai and Esther now make a takona, because one day Ezra will come by and make a takona, should be Yom. Something's funny about that. What's so funny about that? Misha Sideret HaMishnah Samcha LeMikra Mishpacha LeMishpacha Lina V'dina. We nearly hear. We know, just like we did at the beginning of the Bavli, we're looking here for a right that was given by the Anshei Knesset HaGdol at the time that they made the Takana, in the time of Mordechai, the Esther, for the Chachamim to define whatever it is that they felt would be the necessary days. And we took the Pasuk and said the Pasuk means the Yom HaKnisa. No, fine. Now it means the Yom HaKnisa. If there would be another way to justify the Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, a guy's going on a trip, whatever. Whatever takana we want to make, it doesn't mean that they had in mind Dafka the Yom HaKnisa. They were just telling you the days of Purim stretch over that period of time. Halacha Beit Ketzat. Continues the Mishnah. If it comes out on a Monday, Kvarim v'ayarot g'dolot karim bo b'yom, u'mukafot choma l'machar. Chaliot b'shlishi o b'revi'i. If it comes out on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, then the Kvarim are magdimim l'yom ha'knisa, they go back to Monday, means either the 12th or the 13th, and the ayarot g'dolot karim bo b'yom, u'mukafot choma l'machar. It doesn't say what came out on a Sheni. Chaliot b'sheni. Says the Gemara, kol ha'en detanina. Chaliot. The words chaliot always mean the 14th was chaliot. It says Purim comes out on. It doesn't mean your Purim comes out. It means Purim, the 14th, comes out. Om Rav Yosef, I should hope so. I mean, read the Mishnah. Matnita amrake. It says, mukafot choma l'machar. I mean, obviously, if it came out on the 14th, came out on a Shabbos, and mukafot chomari tomorrow. Always. It's always mukafot chomala machar. If you're talking about the 15th, how could it say mukafot chomala machar? It's v'lo yavor. Of course that's what it means. But anyway, says Rabbi Yosef, once you point this out, I got to tell you, there ain't no such animal. Let kant chaliot b'sheni, but let kant chaliot b'shabbat. Okay? Can't happen. Purim cannot fall on a Monday. And Purim cannot fall on a Shabbos. If, meaning the 14th, if there is a calendar that's kavua. Why? Because if Purim falls out on a Monday, then Yom Kippur is going to fall out on Sunday. And if Purim falls out on Shabbos, then Yom Kippur is going to fall out on an Erev Shabbos, which is terrible. Because then we have 2 days, we have that whole problem. Either the veggies problem, the fresh veggies problem, or we've got the problems of people who are nifta that we couldn't bury because we have 2 days of Kedushas Shabbos, basically, that we can't bury on. We have a chilul of the covet of the mace. So therefore, you should know, reading this Mishnah, it doesn't work out nowadays. It only worked out at the time that we were Mekadesh Al-Pi Ariyah.